We want to consider today another one of the wonderful women that we come across in the scriptures. And in Acts 18 and verse 2, we are indeed introduced to another one of those women. Paul, we're told, has departed from Athens and he came to Corinth. And upon his arrival at the city of Corinth, we're told that he found a certain Jew named Aquila, born in Pontus, lately come from Italy with his wife Priscilla. We want today to consider this particular woman called Priscilla. A woman who is the wife of a missionary or minister of the gospel. Her husband's name, as we've seen, is Aquila. And she is called Priscilla. Now the Bible doesn't have much to say about the wives of those men who were engaged in full-time service for the Lord. It does give us a glimpse of the two wives of two of the Old Testament prophets, namely Ezekiel and Hosea. These men were prophets or preachers of the word, were given very little about their wives. The first of these seems to have been a good wife, namely the wife of Ezekiel. If we may judge from the way that the prophet mourned when she died. Ezekiel 24 and verse 18. Regarding the wife of Hosea, well, the less that is said about her, the better. You can read about her in Hosea 1 and verse 2. When we come into the New Testament, we find that Peter, contrary to the teachings of Rome, Peter was married. Peter had a wife, for we read Mark 1 verse 30. Simon's wife's mother lay sick of a fever. We are told little or nothing about her as the wife of the great apostle. But it appears she was a good wife, since he was glad of her company. 1 Corinthians 9 verse 5. There is one wife, however, of whom we have a passing glimpse. This is Priscilla, the wife of the minister or missionary Aquila, one of the most tireless missionaries of the early church. Priscilla is mentioned 6 times in the New Testament, and though the references are often provokingly short, nevertheless they are sufficient to give us the picture of another one of those wonderful women that we meet with in the Holy Scriptures. So I want to consider Priscilla today. First of all, we shall begin with Priscilla, the faithful wife. Priscilla was not only faithful to her husband, but Priscilla was most certainly faithful to her Lord. We're introduced to her here and her husband in verse 2 of Acts 18. Paul found a certain Jew named Aquila, born in Pontus, lately come from Italy So he was born in Pontus, came to Italy, and Paul found him in Corinth. He was the husband of Priscilla, and we're told there in parenthesis, because that Claudius had commanded all Jews to depart from Rome, and he came unto them. That's where we begin. Because verse 2 of Acts 18 emphasizes this point. Priscilla was a faithful wife. Her husband Aquila, a Jew, was born in Pontus. Pontus is a large province of northern Asia Minor, which lay along the Black Sea. Priscilla is a Roman name. Now, we pointed out before, you have to be very careful when you give your children Bible names. It's good to give them Bible names, but you should always look up the meaning of the name. Priscilla means ancient. There's not too many ladies would like to be described as being ancient. But that's what Priscilla means. Priscilla means ancient. And from this we gather that she was a Roman lady, since she bore a Roman name. She was a Roman lady who became the wife of this Jewish man from Pontus. It appears that when he moved from Pontus to Rome, it was there that he met and married Priscilla. And from there, we're told, they both moved to Corinth. We're given the reason why they moved to Corinth from Rome. We're told that Claudius had commanded all Jews. Remember, Aquila was a Jew, married to a lady from Rome. Rome was her home city. But Claudius had commanded all Jews to depart from Rome. So when Aquila was expelled from the city of Rome, what would Priscilla do? Rome was her home city. Rome was home to her. Well, we find that even though this was one of the first Jewish persecutions in history, we find that she nevertheless did not think for one moment to desert her husband. If he was expelled from Rome, she was going with him. And she was prepared to leave home and family and friends and neighbors and acquaintances and go with her husband. She was faithful to her husband. She was a faithful wife. Comparing the references to them both that we find in the New Testament, that in serving God, Aquila traveled from many places. We've already noted that he was born in Pontus, moved to Rome, met Priscilla, married her there. They left Rome and came to Corinth. And then from Corinth they went to Ephesus. And then back to Rome. They then traveled back again to Ephesus. And we find in each of the references, it is always Priscilla and Aquila, or Aquila and Priscilla. You never meet with one without the other. Once again, emphasizing that Priscilla was a faithful wife. She was always by the side of her husband. Aquila was a missionary, or a minister of the word. And he traveled to these various locations as he served the Lord, being led of God to go to these various places to spread the good news of the gospel. And without hesitation, wherever Aquila went, Priscilla was by his side. Indeed, her faithfulness to her husband can be summed up in the words of Ruth to Naomi. Ruth said, "Entreat me not to leave thee, or to return from following after thee, for whither thou goest, I will go. Where thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people, and thy God my God. Where thou diest, I will die, and there will I be buried. And the Lord do so to me, and more also, if aught but death part thee and me." I think in many ways those words could be applied to Priscilla. Those words have been expressive of the action of many a faithful missionary and his wife as they've traveled together, gone to different locations at the leading of the Lord. And Priscilla and Aquila were always together. So in being faithful to her husband, Priscilla has gone with him to wherever the Lord would lead them. Henry Drummond describes in one of his books the feelings he had as he stood by the lonely grave in Central Africa, the lonely grave of Mary Moffat. You might say, well, who was Mary Moffat? Mary Moffat became David Livingstone's wife. David Livingstone, the great missionary. He wanted to go to China, but was sent to Central Africa. And Henry Drummond had the occasion and the opportunity one day to visit Mary Moffat's grave. And he says, as he stood there by that deserted spot, it spoke to him of the great love of a woman's heart. In other words, Mary Moffat, in marrying David Livingstone, the missionary, was prepared to go with her husband wherever it may be. She went with him to Central Africa, and there she died, far from her homeland, far from family and far from friends. And Drummond says that grave, that lonely grave in Central Africa, spoke to him of that woman's love for her husband. She was prepared to go with him wherever the Lord led him. Priscilla was, in many ways, like Peter's wife. Now, we're not told much about Peter's wife, but in 1 Corinthians 9 and verse 5, Peter says, "Have we not power to lead about a sister, a wife, as well as other apostles, and as the brethren of the Lord and Cephas?" And so we find that the apostle led about his wife. In other words, wherever he went, his wife went to. Wherever David Livingstone went, his wife went as well. Wherever Aquila went, his wife went as well. She was a faithful wife, this Priscilla. Then we notice also that she was a faithful worker. If you turn please to Romans, and we must refer to these various places where she is mentioned. And in Romans 16, Paul at the close of his letter says in verse 3 of Romans 16, "Greet Priscilla and Aquila, my helpers, in Christ Jesus, who have for my life laid down their own necks, unto whom not only I give thanks, but also all the churches of the Gentiles. Likewise, greet the church that is in their house." Greet Priscilla and Aquila, my helpers in Christ Jesus. Now, when we look at Priscilla, the faithful worker, as she is pictured for us here in Romans 16, verse 3, notice first of all her place. Look at Priscilla's place. Greet Priscilla and Aquila. It doesn't say greet Aquila and Priscilla. Priscilla's name comes first when it comes to the matter of being helpers of the Apostle Paul. Now, we said that there are six references to Priscilla and Aquila in the New Testament. And you will find, if you compare the reference, get a concordance out, look up the name and look at the references, you will find that three out of the six times they're mentioned, Aquila's name comes first. The other three times, Priscilla's name is first. Depending on the circumstances, depending on the context. And so here we see that Priscilla's name is mentioned first. The fact that in the six references Priscilla's mentioned first three times and Aquila's mentioned first three times tells me that they labor together. They work together. But on this occasion, we find that Priscilla's name is mentioned first. What does that teach us? Greet Priscilla and Aquila, my helpers in Christ Jesus. They both help Paul. But we find here that Priscilla played a leading role in helping Paul. Speaks to us of her enthusiasm. Speaks to us of her zeal. It speaks to us of her willingness to help the Apostle Paul in whatever way she could. Priscilla played a leading role in helping the Apostle Paul spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. She didn't hide, as it were, behind her husband when it came to work being done or needed to be done in spreading the good news of the gospel. Priscilla indeed is mentioned first. She's in the vanguard of the work. She couldn't be a preacher, but she can certainly be a helper in the Lord's work. We can all be helpers. We'll not all be missionaries or ministers. We'll not all be called into full-time service. But we can all be helpers. That's not a bad title to bear, is it? To be known as a helper in the work of God. To help in the spread of the good news of the gospel. Indeed, I find Priscilla, like Mary, who anointed the Lord And there was the outcry against her, led by Judas, of course. Remember what the Lord said when he came to her side and came to her aid? He said, let her alone. She had done what she could. And you know, believer, that's all the Lord expects of us, that we do what we can. She had done what she could. We see here from these words that Priscilla did what she could. She was a helper of the Apostle Paul. That was the place that she occupied. She was out front, fully given to being a helper. In the gospel of Christ. What an honor and what a privilege it is to be a helper in the Lord's work. It does not appear that Aquila and Priscilla had any children. You look at the 6 references to the both of them and there's no mention of a family. And to me it appears that Priscilla filled this void in her life. She filled this void in her life by dedicating herself to the service of the Lord. She surrendered her all to the Lord. We're familiar with with the story of Joseph Scriven. And the two women in Joseph Scriven's life that he had planned to marry were both killed in the tragic circumstances. The first on the eve of the wedding. He's out riding on horseback and crossing a river and his fiancée fell off the horse and was killed on the eve of the wedding. Emigrated to Canada, came to settle around this area here, met another lady and planned to be married. 3 months before the marriage, she was baptized in Rice Lake. As a result, she got pneumonia. Short time after that, she died. The Scriven said that he believed then that the Lord wanted him to give the rest of his life to serving the Lord. And it wasn't the Lord's will for him to be married, and so he filled up that void by serving the Lord. And my, how he served the Lord. You read about Anna, the prophetess. She lost her husband after only 7 years. They were only able to spend 7 years together when her husband died. And then we read in Luke 2 and verse 37. That she departed not from the temple. After her husband died, she departed not from the temple, but served God with fastings and prayers night and day. She filled the void left by the absence of her husband, and she filled that void by serving God day and night. Joseph Scriven served the Lord day and night. And here we see Priscilla serving the Lord, we could say day and night. And she, like many others, filled a void in her life by surrendering her all to the Lord and becoming a helper of Paul in the Lord's work. Your Priscilla's place, she's mentioned first. Then you have Priscilla's participation. We know that she was the wife of Aquila. And Paul said, they both were my helpers in Christ Jesus. It appears that Priscilla did whatever she could to assist Paul in the spread of the gospel message. For Paul mentions her first. That's what she was known as, a helper. She didn't try and avoid any work. She didn't stand aloof from the work. She was a helper. The word helper here means joint worker. It means joint worker or companion in labor. And Paul was thankful for his helpers, because he often made mention of them, those who helped him in the gospel. You only to read through Romans 16. And he gives a list of names of men and women who helped him in the gospel. And he appreciated their help. He was very thankful for their help. In 1 Corinthians 16 and verse 16, Paul says, submit yourselves unto the Lord, every one that helpeth with us and laboreth. And he's telling other believers to submit themselves unto those who had helped him. Submit yourselves unto them, every one that helpeth with us and laboreth. Very thankful of those who helped him and labored with him in the gospel. And then again he said in 2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 7, ye also helping together by prayer for us. Oh, they couldn't go to the mission field with Paul, but nevertheless, they were helpers together with him. Co-workers. Companions in labor. By their prayers. That's how they helped. And we can all help in the gospel, if only by our prayers. Notice further Priscilla's purpose. We read again in Romans 16 and verse 3, greet Priscilla and Aquila, my helpers. But Paul doesn't stop there. My helpers in Christ Jesus. They were my helpers in Christ. In other words, what Paul did and what his helpers did, they did in Christ and they did it for Christ. Aquila was such a fervent missionary for the Lord, but he did it all for the Lord Jesus. And Aquila and Priscilla helped Paul and they did it for the Lord. They were his helpers in Christ Jesus. What they did was not for the purpose of gaining fame or fortune, or having their names in lights, as it were. They did everything for the Lord. They were his helpers in Christ Jesus. They did it for the Savior. As a little chorus goes, I'll do it all for Jesus. I'll do it all for Jesus. I'll do it all for Jesus, because he's done so much for me. Remember, I wasn't saved very long. And the church in Tandragee didn't have a minister, and the Reverend John Douglas was interim moderator until the church got its own minister. And during that interim time, the Reverend Douglas was conducting an old-time gospel tent campaign in a town called Dromore. One night at the prayer meeting, Mr. Douglas asked for help. If any in the congregation could help him, giving out flyers and announcing the mission. There's another man in the church who was saved just a short time after I was. We became good friends and we decided to volunteer. And so we drove to Dromore. We had put on the top of the car a roof rack and put on a PA system. Put the speakers there and the roof rack, and we went round the town and out into the country announcing the mission. Always remember, I've said it that many times, Mr. Graham's Field in Dromore. We had a cassette player, and when I wasn't announcing the meetings, my friend, he was driving, I'd announce the meetings, and when I wasn't speaking, I held the microphone up to the cassette player to play the music. We had a very limited supply of songs and hymns to play, but one song I remember, we played it over and over again, was a song by George Beverly Shea. And the words of that song that I heard again and again 100 or more times during that advertising that mission, the words were these: if I can help somebody as I pass along, if I can cheer somebody with a word or song, if I can show somebody how they're going wrong, then my living shall not be in vain. And then the chorus goes on, oh, my living shall not be in vain. My living shall not be in vain. If I can help somebody as I pass along, then my living shall not be in vain. That's all Priscilla was, a helper. But without a doubt, her living was not in vain. What can we do to help? What can we do to be a helper in the Lord's work? Must be many things we can do to help. Priscilla was a helper. She was a faithful wife. She was a faithful worker. And notice also that Priscilla was a faithful worshipper. We continue there in Romans 16. In Romans 16, and again verse 3, greet Priscilla and Aquila, my helpers in Christ Jesus, who have for my life laid down their own necks, and to whom not only I give thanks, but also all the churches of the Gentiles. Likewise, greet the church that is in their house. Greet the church that is in their house. Similar expression is used in 1 Corinthians 16 and verse 19. Aquila and Priscilla salute you, much in the Lord, with the church that is in their house. And so what do we find? In two separate locations where Priscilla and Aquila were laboring for the Lord and helping Paul, they had a church in their house, both at Rome and at Ephesus. And Ephesus is where they had settled. In those two locations, they had a company of believers in their home. Some of our churches, that is the Free Presbyterian Church, some of our congregations began in the homes of believers. during the 60s, whenever the free church witness really grew and expanded at an unbelievable rate. Obviously, there were no churches built to house the congregations, and they rented halls. But where they couldn't rent a hall, they held the meeting in the homes of believers. There was a church in their houses. And here we have a church in the house of Priscilla and Aquila. This must have been, for Priscilla, a great inconvenience. And many women here would like to have a congregation in your house every week. A great gathering of people every week. But good to have it. But you would know the work that would have to go into it. The preparation. And yet we find that Priscilla and Aquila had such a gathering in their home. And so while they gathered there with the other believers, their home was the home of praise. It was a home of prayer. And it was a home of the preaching of the word. Perhaps Aquila did the preaching. But their home was a church. And you know, we may not have congregations gathering in our homes, but our homes still ought to be homes of prayer and homes of praise. And if not preaching, certainly homes of studying the word and reading the word. It's what a Christian home ought to be like. Certainly was the kind of home that Priscilla and Aquila had. Remember when Paul came to Corinth, they opened their home to him. He was a stranger in the city, yet he came and he stayed with them. And she opened her home to the believers that came to worship there. She was, along with her husband, as we read in 1 Timothy 3 and verse 2, one of the qualifications of an elder, given to hospitality. Given to hospitality. And then many of our missionaries have had the experience of basically, their doors have been open in their home, and the people, the townspeople, just come in and just sit down. The house is open to everyone. Many of us would like that. Given to hospitality. And a minister's wife and a missionary's wife know all about that. Priscilla knew all about it. And certainly Priscilla fulfilled Peter's advice. When in 1 Peter 4 and verse 9 we read, use hospitality one to another without grudging. There's no sign here at all of Priscilla grudgingly opening her house for the congregations that met there and the believers who came there. So we have considered Priscilla the faithful wife. Next week I want to consider Priscilla the fervent wife. So we'll continue our study in the life of Priscilla, Lord willing, next Sabbath day. Let's bow our heads together in prayer. O Lord and gracious God, we thank Thee again for Thy word. Thank Thee for the truth of Thy word, the instruction of Thy word, the teaching of Thy word. And O Lord, so often we meet with individuals in the Scriptures. And Lord, at times it's like driving down a street And we bypass one door after another, one house after another, one home after another. And Lord, never give them a second look. And how often, O Lord, do we go through thy word and we come across individuals, we just pass them by. And yet, Lord, so often, thou hast so much to teach us from the lives of these individuals. And O gracious God, have us to stop and tarry a while and look at the lives of these men and women of God. Help us, Lord, to learn from them. And O Lord, even to say, I want to be like that person. I want to live like that man or that woman. I want to serve the Lord as that man or that woman served the Lord. O Lord, write this word upon our hearts today. And O gracious God, have us to, by thy Spirit, apply thy word to our hearts. May we not be just hearers of the word only, but, O Lord, help us to be doers also.